T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, I'm happy to be here with you. It's, well, depending on where you live, it may be May the 6th. It might be Cinco de Mayo. Who cares? It's Friday night. We're moving it to Saturday morning. I'm getting you closer to Saturday. It's already the start of the weekend. Hope you're safe and well wherever you're at. Shout-outs to people locked in all over North America. Shout-outs to Racer. Happy birthday, Racer. I didn't miss it. I'm only a few seconds behind. Anyway, shout-outs to my people in California. My folks coming to you here with me in Atlanta, Georgia. People hanging out with super producer and host Dave Shepard in New York City. You can always lock into the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can go ahead and lock in on SiriusXM 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can go ahead and listen there as well. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And speaking of Cinco de Mayo, we talked about Canelo Alvarez right before the break. Went into his fight Saturday against John Ryder in Guadalajara, Mexico. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. Rob Salah said Aaron Rodgers has been great so far with the New York Jets, and the idea that he has a current wish list is silly, knowing that the New York Jets have also brought in 5 additional Packers, and then they pretty much brought in his former offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, to pretty much lure him to New York. But it's only May, and I'm sure the stories will get more interesting as the year goes on. Tom Brady reaffirmed to everyone that he is still planning to be a broadcaster for Fox when the time is right. Joel Embiid, tonight in Philadelphia, before the game against the Sixers, Game 3, Joel Embiid received his MVP award, and then the Celtics proceeded to beat the Sixers, the final score, 114-102. Let's start off with the good for Joel Embiid. He had 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 blocks in the loss. But he did get that recognition prior to the game, and Joel Embiid, he thanked his family, with his son right there with him as well.
My family has been a big part of it. Obviously, we went through such a, you know, huge tragedy, losing my little brother, but, you know, we stuck together. You know, we went through a lot. And, you know, my family, my son is somewhere over there. I mean, he's the main reason why I'm really here. You know, becoming a father, you know, changed my whole life. And, you know, I just wanted to show him, you know, a good example. And, you know, I'm glad he's here with us.
That's sweet. That was nice. That was the sweetest thing that happened tonight for the 76ers, because that man named James Harden, gave you 16 points. He was 3 of 14 from the field. Yes, he gave 45 points that first game, and he has been crap ever since. Looked like tonight he was really afraid to take shots. Meanwhile, you had Jason Tatum. He bounced back from his own terrible game, only scoring 7 points in game 2. Jason Tatum dropped 27 points tonight to go along with 10 rebounds and 5 assists in the Celtics victory, putting them up 2-1 in the series. Tatum, he didn't care about no MVP to Embiid. He didn't care about being on the road. Jason Tatum did not give a damn. Take a listen to this.
In the playoffs every year, I've been in 4 game sevens. I've been in, you know, overtime games on the road and won playoff games on the road, lost playoff games on the road. So, you know, that's the fun part of the playoffs to me is playing on the road, the challenges that it poses and the crowd. The environment was electric tonight, right? He got his MVP trophy. You could feel the energy. You know, just as a competitor, you like being a part of games like that.
Yeah, the energy was there until the Philadelphia fans started to walk out and leave before the game was over. And can't blame them. There's about a minute left in the game, and they were just walking out. Like, what was there to do? Like, how many UFOs could James Harden throw out the basket before one of the fans got hit? Here, take a listen to the final call from the Celtics radio network. Yeah, the winners.
Brogdon makes the free throws. James Harden will launch a three. It's no good. The rebound of Jason Tatum. He will walk it into the front court. In 2012, the Celtics came to Philadelphia and won Game 3. In 2018, they came to Philadelphia and won Game 3. In the bubble as the road team, they won Game 3. And tonight, they have done it again. They have reclaimed home court advantage in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and they do it in convincing fashion down the stretch. The final score in Game 3, Boston 114, Philadelphia 102. Celtics lead the Eastern Conference semis 2-1.
Yeah, what stood out to me the most was James Harden launches a shot, it's no good. They said that a lot tonight, a whole lot tonight. Let's see what takes place in Game 4 this upcoming Sunday in Philadelphia. I'm real interested to see how James Harden bounces back, if he does. Otherwise, the Philadelphia 76ers, they are going to be down in this series 3-1. And we know if that's the case, it's likely curtains. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a good one going on in Phoenix right now. You want to talk about being down in a hole? The Denver Nuggets are trying to put the Phoenix Suns into a 3-0 deficit or a 0-3 deficit. Denver leads the series 2-0. And right now in Phoenix, Denver leads 86-85. There's a minute left in the third quarter. I don't even really want to call this like the Suns. And I think I'm going to stop calling this the Suns. I'm going to call this the Denver Nuggets versus Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Because that's exactly what this game is. Durant has 28 points. He's taken 25 shots. Devin Booker, he has 32 points. He has taken 19 shots. The next highest scorer on the Phoenix Suns team is Jock Landale, who most people would not identify if he walked by them in the street. He has a whopping 6 points. Bismack Biyombo has not stepped out onto the court to help provide his 2 points per game. Let me say that again. Durant, 28. Booker, 32. The next highest scorer for the Suns, Jock Landale. Chris Paul not playing tonight due to his groin injury. It'll be amazing if the Suns can hold this out. The Denver Nuggets versus Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. This is pretty wild stuff here. Pretty wild stuff.
Did you see what happened, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Did you see what happened, by the way?
No. Fill me in.
Somebody besides Kevin Durant and Devin Booker just scored. Landry Shamet actually just made a basket.
Well, they got some other guys out there, but a little bit of a 2-on-5. Jamal Murray for the Nuggets leading the way with 28 points, and Nikola Jokic, what a shocker. He didn't win MVP. He came in second. Nikola Jokic has a triple-double here in the third quarter, the conclusion of the third. 19 points, 15 assists, and 11 rebounds. Let's see if Denver can close out Kevin Durant and Booker to go up 3-0. against that team. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We did have a caller last break. Was his name Rich? Shep was Rich from Chicago, right?
Yeah, he loves talking NFL. Rich from Chicago.
Well, he doesn't just love talking NFL. He just loves to talk. And so he had a point made about the NFL draft process and some of the selections made by teams. If I heard him correctly, he's like, why didn't these teams take quarterbacks? I think they're screwing up. More teams should just go for it. Hey, Rich, if you're listening right now, when you call up, it would work easier if you made your point and then gave the explanation as opposed to giving us the reverse here. But I want to answer you because the Carolina Panthers did select the quarterback. They did have the number one pick. They took Bryce Young. They may not play him out of the gate. We'll get into that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to the Bay Area. Let's talk to Mark. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, hello. How you doing, JR?
I'm very good, Mark. What's on your mind, man?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for giving me the opportunity yesterday to be on the air. I hear you a lot, and I just wanted to appreciate – I just, you know, show my appreciation that I got to speak my opinion yesterday. I know it didn't set too well with you, but
Mark,
I just want to say thank you.
Mark?
Yes?
I talk to so many people every day, all day. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I do not. I don't know what you're talking about. Refresh my memory.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was the one who said that game two for the Warriors and Lakers was fixed. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that. That's one of the dumbest. Yeah. It's not that it didn't sit. It's not that it didn't sit well with me. I didn't lose sleep. My blood pressure didn't raise. I just thought it was stupid, and I still do.
Well, Well, that's why I just wanted to call. You know, I got cut off, so I just wanted to call in today and say thank you for the opportunity to speak my mind.
Yeah. No problem. You probably didn't get cut off. You probably got cut off. Okay. It's a difference.
but you guys were talking about Aaron Rodgers. You know,
yes.
The Jets. I don't see anything good happening there because, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers. And in the AFC, I think there's just far, far better quarterbacks there that he has to go up against. And I don't think he's going to get far.
Like, besides Josh Allen, who?
Oh, you have Mahomes, Burroughs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say – you said AFC or AFC East? I'm sorry.
Oh, AFC, period.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, look at it this way, man. It's the New York Jets. How much more? What do you want from them? Like, what else are they supposed to do? Just run Zach Wilson back out there?
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get mad at me when I say this, though. But the AFC, the Jets have been the Jets ever since the Super Bowl III was fixed.
Okay. Oh, tell me more, Mark. What else? Are there other things in life that you can shed a light on? Tell me about Area 51.
Well, no, I mean, we just have to ask Bubba Smith about that. And, you know, he said it all in his interview.
Well, when's the last time you saw a Bigfoot?
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to Yosemite.
A Loch Ness Monster, Men in Black. Like, am I missing anything here? What do we need to know?
I mean, I don't even go fishing, so I can't see the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, okay.
But,
I didn't know he was living in a lake.
But, I mean, the Jets are going to be the Jets. They never won anything, and I don't think they ever will.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you. He's like, yeah, man, I was here last night, and before I got cut off, it's like, no, you didn't get cut off. You were cut off. No accidents here. He's like, oh, I called you last night. I'm like, man, I don't remember everybody I talked to. Not everybody. I can remember the topics, but not everybody. He's like, oh, yeah, I was the one who said the game was fixed. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. Just like the Super Bowl was fixed, the New York Jets' only Super Bowl victory, according to Mark, it was fixed. Like all the sports we're watching, produced by Vince McMahon. Thank you, Vince McMahon. We appreciate you. I wonder how long Roman Reigns will be the NBA MVP. What do I know? 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Yeah, that was a unique character that just called. Got to ask you, my friend. We got Anthony Davis and we got James Harden. Why is it that these superstars, and in general, that they just can't play at least up to a modicum of the great talent that they are? I mean, is it a mental issue? Are they fatigued? Or do they just don't have that warrior spirit that is needed to take you to another level? It's just, it's wow. Weird how up and down everything is.
Is it really? If you have to think about, let's think about life in general. Okay. How many people have difficult things or obstacles that hit them in life? You could be the most talented person ever. You could be a brilliant person. You could be a genius. And adversity, people handle it in different ways. Some people are not bothered by adversity. Some people can get hit and keep on going. Some people break down. Some people jump over after a little bit. I don't think that there would be anything different in how people approach sports. And so in the case of someone like James Harden, overall throughout the majority of his career, he yeah. is and has been a brilliant player. When it comes to some tough moments, he has not gotten over that hump. And even tonight, he looked shocked and miserable sitting on the bench. There was one play in particular where James Harden drove to the basket, had kind of a clear lane to just put a floater in from only about 2 feet away. He passed the ball, and it went out of bounds. And everybody's like, wait a minute, you would have put that in. And so I think it's a combination of James Harden getting older. I think his confidence, most certainly tonight, over the last two games, was shot. And then I think historically, he isn't one of these dudes who just says, I'm just going to take this over. I think it's a combination of all three.
Point well taken, JR. You're the best. And everybody, please go for your dreams and remember Agents of Inclusion. Love you. Have a good night,
Greg.
And good weekend.
Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. Yeah, go check out the Agents of Inclusion podcast. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I'll pose this question to you. Greg just asked me, why does James Harden choke? I mean, everybody can't beat Damian Lillard. Like, it's the complete opposite. You can historically look at stats and numbers, and it will show you that in crunch time, the last minutes of a game, the last 5 minutes of a game, Damian Lillard, his stats and his numbers, his shooting percentages actually increase. It's just factual. Everybody can't be Lillard. Everybody can't be Jordan against the Jazz. And everybody can't say, hey, I'm Reggie Miller. Some people are going to stink the joint up. James Harden is one of those dudes. Why do you believe James Harden has fallen off? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I did not forget that question about quarterbacks and Bryce Young. I will get there. We'll give you an update on Denver and Phoenix. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, this is great. I've never been on a national sports talk show, JR, so I really appreciate the call.
Hey, JR, first time caller into the show, man. I've always enjoyed your stuff. Thanks for taking the call, brother.
JR, love the show. You get me through almost every night of the week. Appreciate it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, this is interesting. Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, they are leading against the Denver Nuggets right now, 99-90. Denver has a 2-0 series lead. Devin Booker leading the way with 39 points. And he is having one of those games. And he has a lot of these. Devin Booker is 17 of 22 from the field. He is 5 of 8 from downtown. Let's be clear. It's him and Kevin Durant and a bunch of other guys. I'm not exaggerating. Josh Okogie, you have DeAndre Ayton out there. He only has 4 points. Campaign has 7. T.J. Warren has 2. Jock Landale has 6 points. Landry Shamet has 4. And somehow, some way, they have found Terrence Ross. He has 5 points. Devin Booker and Kevin Durant are in the process of beating the Nuggets 99-90. Come on, Denver. Everybody knows what's happening. Everybody knows who's getting the ball. It is Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Elbow Devin Booker. Take him out. Something. Sheesh. It's kind of nuts here. Pretty ridiculous. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Elijah. Elijah, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Where are you calling from, Elijah?
What was that? You skipped out a little bit.
I said, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona, man.
Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to chime in. I heard you guys talking about boxing earlier with Tank Davis and all them. Right now, I believe Tank is the face of boxing. But I believe Tank and Shakur Stevenson are 1A and 1B.
Wow.
Devin, yeah, that's what
I believe. Wait, yeah. Slow down. What is your definition of the face of boxing? To say that Tank Davis is number one and then immediately go to Shakur Stevenson, what do you think the face of boxing is, or what does it mean?
I mean, of course, obviously, your skill level, but it's about who's tuning in. I mean, I feel like everybody's tuning in to Tank Davis's fights. At least from what I see, like, he's obviously selling out arenas, like y'all said, Las Vegas and whatnot. So I believe he is the face now because everybody's tuning in.
But you mentioned Shakur Stevenson.
Right.
Do you think Shakur Stevenson can sell out a fight in Vegas tomorrow? No.
I mean, it would have to be. No.
There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Here, let's try again. Can Tank Davis sell out a fight in Washington, D.C. next week?
Absolutely.
Can he sell out a fight here in Atlanta?
Absolutely.
He'll L.A. and L.A. in a Staples Center?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, Las Vegas?
No doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's done all of that. You have to think about Shakur Stevenson. So I think the answer is no.
I mean, Shakur is on a whole nother skill level, though. Like, as far as I feel like Shakur is the closest to Mayweather.
Elijah, we're not, that's why I asked you, who or what is the face of boxing? I can tell it's not about what you can do in the ring. Obviously, you need to have success. And so whether your skill is to go 12 rounds or whether your skill is to knock somebody out, you have to be a success in the ring. But having said that, it's box office. You know, I can talk about Anthony Davis being one of the most skilled players in the NBA. When people are paying tickets to go see the Los Angeles Lakers, they ain't paying to see Anthony Davis. They're paying to hopefully see LeBron James.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I think about boxing, forget Shakur. I love Shakur. I have spoken to Shakur. I have interviewed Shakur. I love the guy. But having said that, there's a guy on planet Earth. His name is Tyson Fury. He comes to the United States of America, and he has thousands and thousands of fans who travel 8,000 miles just to see him fight.
As far as box office, I mean.
Well, that's the face, man. When you talk about the face of anything, who stands out overall? There are a lot of variables and ingredients that go into it, but it's yeah. name recognition. It's box office. Who is generating the cash? Who's driving the sport? Shakur ain't there.
I'll tell you. So, I mean, three names I'll give you, I think, stand out. Just to keep it quick, Fury, like you said, definitely box office. Tank, definitely box office. And I would say Errol Spence is box office, man. I mean, I'm not sure if he's as good a fighter as Bud Crawford, but I think Spence could sell out. Spence could sell out arenas, man. So,
well,
I'll give you those in my top three.
Well, thank you, Elijah. I wouldn't even say Spence is there yet. Unfortunately, partially due to his car accident, the injury, it'd be nice if Crawford and Spence fought each other. That would certainly go forward. I don't know if Spence is just selling out places outside of Texas right now. That's just what it boils down to. Like, you have to be active. The biggest or what the last huge fighter that we saw or that we had, his name was Floyd Mayweather Jr. Like, people were waiting for him to show up. They were waiting on him to fight. They were waiting on him to lose, or they were waiting on him to win. And people felt one way or another about him. He was box office. He elicited a response, a reaction. Shakur Stevenson is not doing that. Errol Spence is too mild-mannered to do that. Like, you have to have someone who is abrasive or engaging or charismatic. That's not Errol Spence. That's not Shakur Stevenson. Shakur can be there. Not there yet, man. It's about the money. It's about the cash. It's about making people show up. 855-212-4CBS. Mac is here from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mac?
Hello?
Yes, you are live on the radio.
Oh, thank you for having me on. JR, I appreciate it. I really say thank you. I just come on like a radio. But I wanted to make a commentary about Tom Brady. I think he is dying to come back to playing the position of quarterback. I do not think the analyst is going to be enough for him. I've heard him do some podcasts, and I also think he's looking at the field. This is going to be a very interesting football season because of what I've seen in the draft, even Lamar Jackson coming back, and the thing with the issue with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And it's just very Mahomes and Allen, and Tom Brady's going to be sitting there as an analyst and saying, I don't want to swear because you'll kick me off, but I can still do this. He had an amicable divorce with Giselle. I think he went through some work to figure out what his number one thing in his life is, and he's satisfied with that. He has a good relationship with his children, and I think being an analyst is not going to be enough for him.
Okay.
And he's going to be back.
Well, hold on, Mac.
Go
ahead. I think that's... Can I respond to that, and then can I go to break?
Yes, you may.
Well, thank you, Mac. Appreciate you for calling from Buffalo. Like, wow, can I get a word in here? Shoot. Thank you for your thoughts on Tom Brady. And you might be true. You might be correct. What you said might come true. Tom Brady might not be finished. He may not want to sit around in the broadcast booth and be that close to the game. But having said that, I think we've been here already. I think we've heard it already. What else is there for Brady to do, man? And oh yeah, by the way, the last time I checked, he's still old, man. The further he is away, it's not like he's going to wake up and get better. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, hey, I just was calling about the comments on Floyd Mayweather. I mean, I grew up with, guys like Hearns and Hagerin. I mean, just Floyd never really was that impressive to me. I think Gervonta Davis, I think the future of boxing, I think it looks way better than it did during the Floyd Mayweather era.
Well, that's very tough. Floyd Mayweather Jr. wasn't running around in the latter portions of his career knocking folks out. At the same time, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is one of the best defensive fighters that you've ever seen. He certainly was very strategic in who he fought and when he fought them. But having said that, Floyd Mayweather Jr. was masterful in making money. He was masterful in setting up excellent fights. Not only was he an excellent boxer, he was an excellent marketer. You can look at him and not like him as a human being or as a person, but what he did for boxing, and more importantly for him, what he did for himself was genius. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone to do what he has done overall, just as kind of media has involved and being able to sell yourself. He's at the top of the top, man.
Did for himself, but not what he did for boxing.
Are you sure about that? Gervonta Tank Davis happens to be someone who's following in his footsteps.
I think Gervonta Tank Davis is like 1,000 times more exciting to watch than Floyd Mayweather ever was.
Well, the fact that you called the man Merriweather kind of leads to what I think you may or may not know already. It's not about being exciting. It's not about Floyd Mayweather Jr. Being exciting. It's about Floyd Mayweather Jr. bringing people to boxing. Every fight that this man had was a spectacle. You can talk about what took place in the 12 rounds that he fought, and you would really have to be invested or understand boxing to really look at how masterful he was in the ring, how he was able to go out there and avoid punches, how he avoided punishment. Hey, I get it. If looking for knockouts, which is ridiculously exciting, is the only thing that you can appreciate, it's like, hey, do you like threes? Did you only like threes, or do you only want to see dunks? Like, come on. There's a different way to skin a cat. And there is no disputing what Mayweather did for himself. There's also no disputing how much attention that he brought to boxing. It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right now, I can't call them the Suns. Devin Booker and Kevin Durant are trying their best to beat the Denver Nuggets by themselves.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show every week. I work about 60 hours a week. Every week I get off of work at about midnight, and I tune into your show. I love your show.
I listen to your show every night going home from work, and I appreciate you, man.
I listen to you on my drive home from work, and I appreciate you being you and being fresh, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout-outs to everybody on a drive or a ride pretty much to any and everywhere. Phoenix Suns and Denver Nuggets, they're going for a ride right now. Oh, my God. Porter just yammed it on Kevin Durant. Oh, you're not supposed to treat Kevin Durant like that. Oh, my God. Anyway, Denver trying to stay in this game. 114-107, Phoenix leads. Devin Booker, 43 points. Kevin Durant, 36. Next highest scorer here for the Suns. Campaign and TJ Warren, Torrey Craig, they both have 7 points. Oh, yeah, no, that is TJ Warren and Campaign. They both have 7. This is, you know, it was always going to be a joke to say, oh, man, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, they're going to have to score 50. Devin Booker is doing his part up to 45 points, and he ain't missing nothing. 20 of 25 from the field. So it looks like a Phoenix might hold on to win this game. Looking less and less likely that that Denver wins. What a performance by Booker. Absolutely ridiculous. 855-212. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm just caught up in this game. Devin Booker has lost his mind. He's going to the basket. He's knocking down shots. He's a complete nut out here. They got to call a timeout because nobody – give him a punch to the chest. Punch him. Devin Booker with no Chris Paul is 45 points and Durant has 36. This guy's a nut. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Tony is here from Birmingham, my next-door neighbor in Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, Jay? I love the show. Chicken jive on the ride to the house, man. But I wanted to talk about the face of boxing, man. It's got to be Tyson Fury, you know, with that trilogy he had with Wilder. But I got something else for you. I want to ask your opinion on this boxer right here.
Okay.
And do you think that he'll be a good combination or a good competition for either Spence Jr. or Crawford?
Okay.
Jaron Ennis Boots.
Ooh, Boots Ennis, another dude. I think Boots, he's out of Philadelphia. Yeah, nobody wants to fight him. I think he would provide good competition, but he's somebody who's on the up and up. I think he can hang with those guys, but he is one of those younger fighters that nobody wants to face because you face him once and you lose, and you lose your own you lose your own negotiating power to go make money, you know?
Right. I appreciate the call, man.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Birmingham. No doubt about it. We talked about it with our last caller, well, maybe a couple of breaks ago. You talk about the face of boxing. Somebody said Shakur Stevenson. I'm like, bruh, have you seen what Tyson Fury does? Like the crowds that travel with that man? You just can't say Shakur Stevenson. You got to be realistic here. But you want to talk about Jaron Boots Ennis? Yes, not a household name by any stretch of the imagination. But people in the boxing world certainly know about him. They don't want to see that man. Nobody wants to fight this man right now. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Josh is here from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
Hey, you're live. What's going on?
I was the guy that called a couple of months ago, or about a month ago, about the Sacramento Kings. And I was adamant that they were going to be doing stuff because of how they were playing. And I'm just calling to eat my crow like I said I would.
Okay. Don't matter to me. I know what I said. Now you know what I said, too. So it's all good. No sweat off my back.
Yep, I know. You told me if I'm bold enough to make the claims that I did about the Kings being a great offense, then I need to be bold enough to call back and admit that I was wrong, and I'm a man of my word, and I will say you were right. I'm looking forward to next season and seeing what we can do with the offseason too.
As you should, man. They're a young team on the up and up. Let's see how they can continue to develop. Let's see what pieces they can add on. Sometimes, and most times in professional sports, before you go ahead and get the big one, you got to get punched in the mouth. It's a part of the process. Hey, Josh, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, JR.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I don't care. People get so caught up in being right and wrong. Like, I'm wrong. I ain't got no crystal ball out here. All I can do is try to make an educated guess on what has happened, what took place, what the current landscape looks like, what it might potentially look like, and draw a conclusion. It's really that simple, not that tough. I ain't going to be right all the time. Nobody is. Mike is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
What's up?
I think Tyson Fury, you know, he could sell out in England and Vegas. The Gypsy King... he's the face of boxing. Now,
okay.
Tank Davis, great knockout man, and he could box. But you know what I want? I want him to fight a skilled fighter like Lomachenko. And I want to see what happens in that fight. And if he defeats Lomachenko and then fights Haney and beats him, I'll have a lot more respect for him as a fighter.
Well, I think that's all part of the process. I think that's respectable. Let's see what Lomachenko can do. He has his own fight against Devin Haney. That'll make things real interesting in a couple of weeks. That goes down in Vegas. And so, no, you're legitimate there. At the same time, is Lomachenko still at the same spot I don't know. Let's see what happens as he gets older. So it's pretty fun to watch, but I hear what you're saying.
Okay, JR, thanks.
Thank you, Mike, for calling from Maryland. No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Pawtucket up in Rhode Island. Barry, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. I guess I'm a little late with this commentary. Your last segment about self-promotion of the sport, and I only wanted to say that the greatest of all time is the greatest of all time. Muhammad Ali was the greatest talker and promoter of his own sport. That's really all I want to say.
Oh well, I think you got a solid point there. There ain't no arguing that. Thank you, Barry, for calling up from Pawtucket. Yeah, no, the conversation that was originally had was based around Canelo Alvarez. We know Friday was May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. He has Canelo a fight coming up on Saturday afternoon. He's going to be in Guadalajara, Mexico, and he's going to be taking on John Ryder from the UK. And I said that Canelo made a point saying that Gervonta Tank Davis is good, but as of right now, he is not the face of boxing because I have not retired. And you could argue that Canelo is not the face of boxing. Whether you want to place Tyson Fury there or Canelo there, you know, you can certainly plug and play, intermix. I'd say Tyson Fury, from a global scale, is probably the biggest box office guy on the planet. For the United States of America right now, I would definitely say Gervonta Tank Davis. He has been selling out fights everywhere from D.C., Atlanta, New York, Los Angeles, and Vegas. Those are all the big fight hubs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a different type of fight going on right now. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. And it looks like the Suns are going to come out on top here of this fight. Phoenix is leading 119 to 112. 13 seconds left in the game. Devin Booker has gone off tonight. 45 points, 20 of 25 from the field. Some other guy named Kevin Durant, he has 39 points. The next highest scorer has 7. This is a close one here. We might have a final on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.